I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless to Teach show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Monday, July 18th, and we are supposed to be live on like six platforms right now. I haven't got anything back from Facebook chat. Oh, there I go. Linda Jackson, thank you so much. So it looks like it's working. Blue Star, Illinois, thank you for being here. So it looks like everything is working real well. We're on a brand new computer, brand new setup based on the M1 Max chip, hoping that this will even give us a higher quality broadcast as we go forward. I've also got five screens in front of me, so I'll be able to work with the Zoom as well as all these different Rumble Rants. I see blessings from Paula. Thank you so much for being on Rumble Rants as well. We're also on Twitch, also on Clout Hub, also on the B2T Neighborhood, which you can download on your app store from the Google App Store or Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, as well as just go to b2tneighborhood.com. We're live there, but also that's a Facebook replacement, right? So if you're on Facebook, please check it out. That's where I'm active. I'm not active on Facebook. I just go live here because they haven't kicked me off yet, surprisingly. All right, we got covert sting on Gates. That's what this main episode is about. We're also gonna look at, is Fauci actually retiring? I think he's trying to escape what's gonna really happen to him. So he's going down way before when he says he's going to retire. We'll dig into that in a little bit. But a lot of other news we're going to get into. Some prophetic words by Julie Green. She's back off vacation, gave a prophetic word this morning, as well as Amanda Grace gave one a few days ago. So we'll go over both of those. We'll dig into Sarah's death, Abraham and Sarah, and her burial, and then dig into the names of the Lord God Almighty. There's a ton to cover here. So let's get going on this. Again, thank you so much for being here. From Blue Island, Illinois. Sorry about that, Linda. happy everyone is here to enjoy this first time reveal of the new system, right? Should be high quality. Let me know if you could have good sound and good video. Be real interesting because this is an amazing setup we have here with 1 gigabyte up, 1 gigabyte down in my studio, which is a beautiful, I guess, a blessing, as well as being able to use the M1 Max chip as going to five different screens here. So we're looking good. So pretty good. So Linda forgives me. That's good. We got Mississippi in the house too with Stacy, but let's get rolling. So what I want to show you guys is getting into no Q drops. I've been here since that 29th when they're talking about Cassidy Hutchinson. Obviously, you know, before that, we got Shall We Play a Game that came on June 24th. We had Are You Ready to Serve Your Country Again, which is a two-year delta exactly. Remember Your Oath, that was on also on the 24th, a little bit later. And then later, they talked about establishing comms, and everybody's verifying that this is really him. And so that was later on the 25th. And then she talked about Jane Roe. Who was she? And we find out that, sure enough, that the original Jane Roe never had an abortion. She lied about being raped. And so the whole thing was based on a lie. And so 50 years of conditioning, 50 years of propaganda, 50 years of lies. This is the 50 years that we came off the gold standard. He went to Roe versus Wade. Saul Alinsky tactics started been it was written to how to basically take over a country. And all of that happened. And so now we turned over Roe versus Wade, and the 50-year jubilee is what we're about ready to hit, right? And so this is really interesting as the depower implosion hits. And then again, the last one we had was the 29th one, talked about the plant of Cassidy Hutchinson and the lie that she got caught on. That did not work out real well. But now they're trying it with Steve Bannon. So you can see right here, this is Steve Bannon. Contempt of Congress show trial starts today. The trial of Steve Bannon begins today. So you can see he's coming in here smiling. In fact, here's a little thing, a video of him coming in. And besides this guy that's in the mask behind him, it looks like it's going to make me refresh this. But you can see Steve Bannon walking in here, and he's smiling. He doesn't seem too worried about things. Remember, he said he would actually obey the subpoena, and if they would do it public, but they don't want to do it in public. So now they're trying to hold him for contempt of court because he won't come and do it privately, where they'll twist all his words and lie about it. Patrick Byrne did a different approach, where he actually went live and gave his pretty much all his testimony live the day before. I think it was O'Ann, I believe, and then he went and met with them. He said they were actually relatively cordial, but I'm sure they're going to try to twist his words. We'll see what happens there. But basically, Steve Bannon, the former chief strategist for Donald Trump, faces two contempt of Congress charges for defying subpoenas to the controversial and completely biased January 6th Select Committee. And boy, are they biased, and it's very, very obvious. Today, the jury selection starts. In his trial, if convicted, he faces up to a year in jail on two counts. If Steve Bannon is convicted, he will be the first Trump inner circle to face consequences for refusing to cooperate in the congressional subpoenas. What's interesting, we always talk about who will be the first arrest, right? And it says it will surprise us. I'm not sure how good this one, the one I usually use. I'll just go with arrest right now, see if I can find it. And what you have here, this is the cue drops I'm searching right now. And I'm just looking at how many times we have the term arrest here. It's like 37 times, so it might be hard for me to find it. But let me see if we can. I'm going to go back to the very first one, number 37. There it is. Think, why no arrest and justice yet, right? So obviously that we've seen that quite a bit. Stay inside, face of death, arrest, tactics, push till the end. So we're looking for, so I'm looking for the actual... one that says you'll be surprised by the first arrest. And so many people but speculating, who is that going to be that first arrest? And a lot of people have arrived at Donald Trump. They're going to try, at least, to arrest Donald Trump based upon false pretense, of course. And so that is going to be really interesting as we dig into that. Looks like that's going to be a little difficult to do with going through these 37 things, but I'll find that for you guys at a later time. But the whole point is that what is that going to be, that first arrest that people were thinking about? Oh, it's going to be George Soros. It's going to be Fauci. And maybe so, because we have some prophetic words against on that as well. Is it going to be the fraudulent arrest of Donald Trump, or, you know, even somebody like Steve Bannon? Who knows? But it's going to shock the world, as I think is what the word actually said, if you dug into it. Have a refusal to bring charges and related to low-level arrest was organized groups are bawling out rioters with 24 hours of arrest. So I'm just kind of searching through. Now I'm on number 7 and number 6. So I don't think I'm going to be able to find the ones. I'll find that for you guys later. Unusual to have 1 year gap from arrest to trial. So these are just all the different times they use the word arrest in here. So I'll find it a later time for you guys. But that's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool way to do this. I know QAG.news has been down. QAG.news has been down, so you can see. So that's the one I usually use for my searching. Right now I'm on QAnon.pub. All right, let's dig into besides Steve Bannon and stuff, other things going on. Like, for instance, here is... the Biden's economic approval crashes to a new low. And so he's actually at 30% now, right? So 30% of the people, and that's with the biased, useful idiots from the left actually saying he's doing a good job, when everybody knows the economy's crashing. That shows you how many useful idiots we really have out there if this poll is accurate. Of course, most of these polls are inaccurate lies as part of the prophets of Baal, right? The president's economic record is supported by just 6% of Republicans. And if you look here, in comparison, President Trump's economic approval bottomed at 41% versus the 30%. And even Barack Obama was below Trump at 37%, obviously 30% for Biden now. So that's extremely low. Everybody's feeling and knows that he's a puppet president trying to crash all this is what he is. That's exactly what we have. So I have my monitor a little bit higher. I might have to adjust my camera in the future. We'll mess with that as I adjust to this new setup. It's going to be an awesome setup once we get this figured out. Here's Fauci saying, Fauci reveals exactly when he's leaving the federal government. He's basically saying at the end of Biden's term. Well, Biden's term is going to be sooner than later, I think. But he's basically trying to bail out. I believe if you look at the prophetic word that we have today, in other words, he's not going to last another two and a half years. There's just no way. But he's basically saying we're in a pattern now, and he's basically saying that we're going to be dealing with these viruses forever. If you believe Dr. Fauci, it's actually a poison. It's actually a venom. In fact, the word virus, go back, so you can, there are some roots of the word venom, and they're using synthetic snake venom. And they're putting in our water, which they can put it in, and that's why they're trying to say they're doing treatment on these different water treatment plants and to test the wastewater, our poop, right? Great. Why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense. Saying that they can predict COVID outbreaks based upon our waste, which makes zero sense. They're just wanting access to the water treatment facilities so that what? They can expand their poisoning of us. That's exactly what I believe is happening. And what it does is it actually paralyzes the diaphragm through the nicotine receptors here. That's why people that smoke don't get COVID. If it was a respiratory virus, it would be just the opposite. It's like less than 5% of the people that get COVID are smokers. When it would be just the opposite if it was really a respiratory virus. They are lying to us. They're poisoning us in multiple ways. And Anthony Fauci is going to go down as crimes against humanity. He's not going to last where he's saying, I'm going to retire at the end of the Biden term. Give me a break. This just shows his fear that he's going to try to hide. Oh, don't bother him. He's going to retire anyway. No, dude, you quit now like everybody else is. We have all kinds of fulfilled prophecies in people actually leaving office. And obviously the two biggest ones so far has been Boris Johnson out of England, and probably the largest is a prime minister out of Israel that leaves the door open for Netanyahu. And so according to some prophetic words, they're going to try to assassinate Netanyahu just like they've tried to do that on Trump. But we need to be praying, but God is going to be protecting those two men. It's going to be really quite exciting. All right, here is something I posted on the neighborhood. Again, this is the B2T neighborhood, which is the Christian Patriot platform. You can download that on your phone, on your app store. Just type in B2T neighborhood, again, on your Google Play Store or your Apple Store. Or you just go b2tneighborhood.com for your desktop. That's what I'm on right now. But this is just interesting. So here's all these articles. No major problems with ballot drop boxes in 2020, AP survey finds. So here, and look at it, article after article after article after article. This is the 4 a.m. talking point. Article, no major problems with ballot drop boxes. Ballot drop boxes, Trump was obsessed with work. No major problems found with ballot drop boxes. No major problems with ballot. No major problem, all coming within hours of each other. Nope, they come out 4 a.m. talking points. No major problems with ballot drop boxes, which is completely a lie. Also, you just go watch 2,000 Mules and you'll see. There's massive, undeniable evidence that's irrefutable. Yet, the prophets of Baal in the mainstream media are lying to you, lying to your friends, lying to all your people that are not awake to separate the country and basically try to cover up the biggest crime in history, which is the stolen election of the world power of the United States. And that stolen election wasn't just the president, it was both Republicans, rhinos, as well as at all levels of the government, local, state, federal. And so that getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, getting rid of the Sequoia system. They all use the same type of root software that cheats. The Sequoia software, the Smartmatic software, and the Dominion machines all is a criminal 20 plus year scheme to steal all our countries and put their people in power on both sides and on multiple parties. It is a Republican problem just as bad. That's how some of these rhinos stay in power. So guys, one way we fight all these companies is Operation Tomahawk. Just go to tomahawkswitch.com. This is an awesome thing. I'm working with a Patriot Street Fighter. I think Scott's coming on next Monday to talk about this. But again, guys, if you want to continue to use products where the money goes to Jeff Bezos and you support what he supports, or to BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and all these conglomerates, all these public companies are owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Nestle, Gerber was called out by Julie Green, right? They own Gerber. You got Johnson & Johnson has Motrin and Pepsi AC and Tylenol and Visine and Band-Aids. You look at Pepsi, and they own Captain Crunch and Quaker and Lay's and all the Frito-Lay products. And it's just amazing how many products all go up. And so you think you have choice. It's called the illusion of choice. If you want to be controlled by that, continue your current buying habits. They own 97% of the market, so it's very almost impossible. We feel like we don't have a choice, but we do now. That's why you want to go sign up. Go to tomahawkswitch.com. Make sure when you select how you heard, make sure you select B2T Ministries, so that I or my son Josh or somebody from backstage is going to be giving you a ring that's helping with this operation. It's going to be a blessing on the B2T Ministries. It's going to be a blessing on you especially, and you're not going to use your money to be controlled, right? Good example is Tom's Toothpaste. They're now owned by Colgate. So if you want to continue to give money to those people, then continue to do those. But if not, go to tomahawkswitch.com and join us. And those of you who've signed up, many of you, please return your calls, because we're just trying to schedule a little 30-minute tour. You're going to love it. You're going to enjoy this store. I love this store. Over 550 products to get off of these guys controlling us. You're going to love it. Go to tomahawkswitch.com. All right. I'm going to get into a prophetic word from Julie that she gave this morning. Again, I highlight the parts that I think are the most important. There's a lot I thought was very important in this, as you can see. It's an incredible prophetic word after her being off for a week while she was on a family vacation. But let's dig into this. It says, "For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to start to celebrate. Have you not seen the things I have already started to do for you? And this is a drop in the bucket of what I'm about to do for you. Your enemies are losing their grip. They're losing everywhere they look. They're losing at everything they are doing. They are falling and don't know what to do about it. They are failing and don't know what to do about it. Major ground has been taken back for your freedom from the hands of the wicked. My children, in these days, believe me, now more than ever." And this is interesting because it's talking about how our authority in Christ, we're going to talk a lot about that in the future. Julie's words, Amanda's words starting to really hit this, that we need to take authority. It's a remnant in Christ, right? "So my children, in these days, believe me now more than ever, than you ever have. These are the days to choose which side you are on and to believe me or your enemies. The tide has turned. Things have started to shift. It has been gradual in the natural, but in the spiritual, there has been great warfare and a great battle has been fought and won by me. Your angels have fought the principalities in the air, and those principalities have lost, and their grip and power over certain areas have been destroyed. Now is the time, my children, to pray like never before. There is less interference from your adversaries. Get on your knees and pray and rejoice. It's almost over. The walls are coming down all over the place." I want to pause here a little bit. This is important because the angels of the Lord have won so many battles against the principalities in the air that were over geographic areas all over the world. Right now is the time, my children, to pray like never before. Why? Because there is less interference from all these principalities, from your adversaries. So you can have the authority. And just like John 14:12 says, where Jesus literally tells us, you will do the works that I will do. Even greater works we will do for anybody that believes in him. Why? Because he is going to the Father. And he sends his spirit down and he lives within us. And there's more of us than him when he was here on this earth. That's why we will do greater work. We need to call down this cabal. Call down Bill Gates and George Soros and Nancy Pelosi and all these people. Call them down. But how do we do that? We get on our knees and pray, and we are also rejoicing, because we always want to be praying with thankfulness in our heart. Because it's almost over, guys. We've already started to see the natural turn gradual. It's been huge in the spiritual. Walls are coming down all over the place. Their defensive shield, you would say, has come down, and their walls they had built up to defend themselves have now come crumbling down. The more you shout, the more you rejoice, the more you damage, it causes the enemy. Arise, I say again, my children, arise above your enemies and take back what is rightfully yours. They have nothing against you that will stand, nothing against you that will keep you down. It's gone. It's all gone for them. A Red Sea moment is about to be seen by the world. And my children, you will know that only I could have done this. So get up from where you have been and dance and shout and rejoice. Destroy any hold or any plan your enemy tries against you. It won't work anymore, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Woo! Now if we're going to dance and shout and rejoice, one of the best places to do that is praise and prayer. That's what we're doing tonight after the show. That's what we do. Presence-based worship, prayer, music. Then you do intercessory prayer. Amazing things are happening backstage. Join us backstage Monday and Thursday. And then public on Friday night, praise and prayer at 6 p.m. CST. Come and join us. That's where the ministry is. So if you want to be with other Christian patriots, make sure you get in the neighborhood that I talked about earlier. But then if you want to go deeper, be backstage with us. That's where you would go to the backstage tab on blessedteach.com and join the ministry. It's free for 30 days. And so I think you will love it. Go try that. Again, go to backstage tab on the blessedteach.com, blessed2teach.com. That's where you sign up for show notes for free. The neighborhood is all free. The neighborhood's free training. So get back there and join other Christian patriots. Now we start getting more specific. Moscow, this will be in your news. Your enemies tried to stop these next moves and couldn't. They tried to stop Putin from releasing this information, and they can't. I told you before, my children, not only this information, and they can't. I told you before this, children, not only things are not how they seem to be, but it will surprise you on what side Russia was actually on. I told you, Ukraine and the war as a distraction to cover up something bigger they didn't want released. Your enemies want more distractions to stop this from coming out, but they can't stop it because they can't stop me, saith the Lord of hosts. So finally, we are going to get Putin to release a ton of information on this deep state. It's going to be part of the avalanche of information, I believe. The D-class we've been waiting for so long, right? A lot of this will be the biolabs, I believe, in Ukraine. This is why, in unison, everyone's trying to fight these guys, trying to tell you how bad Russia is, all the way from Trump before he was even elected. Russia, Russia, Russia. They did not want Putin to release information, and it is going to be coming out now. How exciting is that? And obviously, Russia's on the side of fighting against the cabal, the globalist. And it's going to be part of these sting operations. Who knows? Sudden deaths will come to leaders of states and world leaders, people that are in your governments all over the world. The resignations you have seen are just the beginning. I told you before this would happen. Now I'm telling you again. I'm telling you this before this happens. Mysterious deaths, they will call them. But the angel of death had his assignments and is being carried out, saith the Lord. But my children, do not fear this. It will not come near you, saith the Lord of hosts. Woof. So we already saw a death come to a Japanese president. That was more of an assassination. So I'm not sure that's part of the angel of death. Probably not. But I think we're going to see quite a bit of that happening here. There's even very specific ones about Nancy Pelosi, maybe Chuck Schumer, maybe on the same day, maybe on the floor of the Senate and the House. Pretty crazy things are going to start happening. Now, this is what I named the thumbnail after. It was about sting operations. Sting operations are happening all over the place, taking down your enemies and their plans. Lord, look, it looks like nothing is happening. My children, then look harder. My hand is moving everywhere to restore your rightful presence and to bring this country up to where it needs to be right now in the state of the world and to restore your freedoms worldwide. Bill Gates will be in your news. Something so big they never thought it would be told. People were paid to keep this quiet, but they didn't count on one of those people being mine in a covert operation. The sting on this one for Bill will be too big for him to recover from. Watch, my children, as he falls in front of the world, saith the Lord of hosts. Wow, is that not awesome? That is just awesome. You have, and so I've been talking about the great election sting, right, from, you know, November, 4th on 2020, right? And I had no idea it was going to take this long for the evidence to really get out. That's how effective the prophets of Baal are and all the control they had over all seven mountains of influence, and they could hide it for this long. But again, it's not going to bode well for them, and that there's God has covert operations going on, sting operations happening all over the place. And one of those sting operations is going to be somebody the Lord had in Bill Gates' camp. And we're going to hear something that they never, ever wanted to get out. Obviously, I think this will be about all the massive amount of poisoning he's done to people around the world with his various vaccines, etc. We'll see. George Soros will be in your news big time. The end is near for him, and the world will finally know what all he has done and who he has paid to do it. Nothing has gotten past me. They are all coming down. Klaus Schwab, oh yes, he's yet another one that will fall in the coming days. Keep it up, my children. Call them all down. I am raining down judgment against them, and none will be left standing. The heavy hitters in the enemy's camps about to take heavy hits one after another, and they will not be able to stand up against me. No, my children, you have entered the days of their fall, saith the Lord of hosts. You will continue to see the heads of nations all over the world step down one after another, and there's no end in sight for them until my judgment is finished, saith the Lord. Woo! You gotta love that. Hey, Troy Anderson, good to see you. I see a lot of other people coming on here. Thanks so much for being on. It's awesome. Now, look at this, guys. This is interesting. When you talk about George Soros and all, you know, he's basically all these funds and just come in and he creates all these well-titled social justice organizations that destroy the country. He's instituting and paying for the destruction of the country through Saul Alinsky tactics, the rules for radicals that I talked about that happened 50 years ago. So important to understand that. But the most important thing here is it says, know, my children, you've entered the days of the fall, and saith the Lord of hosts. But what does this say? It says, here it is. Keep it up, children. Call them all down. If you want to see things speed up, use your authority in Christ. Use the authority you have for the blood of Jesus that saved you. If you're a remnant, you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, you have the authority of Christ. That's why he says, John 14:16 says, you will do greater works than he. Jesus told you that. And now is the time, now that principalities have been lost their power based upon the warring angels winning those wars against, or these battles against these principalities. It is now. You have the power to call them down. So call down George Soros. Call down Bill Gates. Call down Obama. Call down all these evil people. It's our job to do that as a remnant. Lockdown. This word will be frequently used in your news. But a lockdown that they will get, but not one they wanted. I am locking down them from harming you and enslaving you. They will not get a world lockdown that they wanted. No, because it's my time to remove them all, says the Lord. And all clear is about to be heard. Yes, my children, it's all changing. Now it is. They're going to try to lock us down again. We knew that. But this time, the whole world's going to push back, say no. We know it doesn't work against this paralyzation of your diaphragm. That's for darn sure. Masks don't work against paralyzation. They poison you, paralyze your diaphragm, then they tell you to wear a mask, which actually makes it to where you can't breathe even more. It's a sick joke from these guys. The queen has fallen. This phrase will be in your news. That's interesting because we saw other ones where the queen's going to die, and it's actually going to be I think Prince Andrew's the one that's going to... No, Prince Charles. I think he's going to be the one who actually murdered for the crown. August will be a big month. Major shakedowns will occur. A showdown has taken place, and your enemies lose again, saith the Lord. So, interesting. So, he just doesn't usually mention a month, but it's going to be a nice end of the summer. A governor will fall, and many will follow that are not of me. They stood up against me and lost, as your enemy always does. A training camp has been discovered and taken out that was significant, O United States. So one of these training camps is Islamic terrorist camps that the Obama helped plant in here, and Huma Abedin helped cover up. But it's interesting. So as the governor falls, we're also going to see training camp. I think she mentioned some things in Minnesota. Who knows where this was, but that's exciting. Disbarred. Get used to hearing this word in your news. Many judges are coming down for the decisions they have made against you in this nation. Some you're aware of, and others were done in secret. So here's the Lord literally telling us, I believe, that we've had military tribunals. Right there. Right? Secret military tribunals, I believe, have happened. Wow. Now that we went over quite a bit there. There's no way I'm going to be able to go over all of Amanda's powerful prophetic word that she did 3 days ago. So go check that out. It'll be in the show notes. We'll play just a little bit of it now.
To pray about. An infection from a spider shall be mutated. Just pray about that. I don't know what that means yet. Remember, I'm the messenger. The author gets all the glory. God is the author. He gets all the glory. We'll see how this plays out. And then it goes into the word. Praise be to the everlasting, ever-enduring King of Kings and Lord of Hosts, who sits on a throne of grace and judges the nations. And to his kingdom there is no capital end. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the San Francisco Bay Area, says the Lord, watch for something to arise out of that area to attempt to throttle the Northwest. However, I, the Lord God Elohim, shall raise a standard like a flood, and my spirit will come in with holiness and truth sharper than a two-edged sword penetrating to the dividing line, and begin to cut out the root cause of the cancerous growth that the wicked have fed off of to stay in power in that area.
See, that's another confirmation of a spiritual battle between principalities, I believe, similar to what Julie's word talked about.
And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capital. I am holy, the Alpha and Omega. I reign in righteousness, says the Lord, and righteousness indeed shall grow within my people as the decay of the wicked and their thrones is accelerated. and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a root canal, that's capitalized, says the Lord. He spells it two different ways. So it's capitalized R-O-O-T canal, a root canal, says the Lord, a root, R-O-U-T-E canal, indeed, says the Spirit. So the Lord and the Holy Spirit are spelling it two different ways. For squabbles over canals shall break out as unusual events surround them, and the waterways near them, says the Lord, as there is a battle bubbling over for control of the ports, says the Lord of hosts, especially one in particular on the west coast and one in particular on the east coast.
So lots of prophetic words coming. Amanda got two of them in a week here, plus one that when she was in Virginia Beach during the weekend, right? So, and that's the week that Julie Green happened to be off. So there's plenty of prophetic words coming. Other prophets that I've looked at as well are being extremely consistent on what's going to be happening here. It's interesting. She calls out a lot of states in this prophetic word. See if I can find it real quick. We'll go a couple of minutes up. It talks about Texas, especially in other governments and so on. And then when she was interviewing on Take Five, it was Grace and Glory with Pastor David Scarlett, he said he heard that Abbott was going to be revealed as not who he said he is, right? Basically, the rhino that many people think he is. He was supported by Trump, but I think he's going to be outed. I think part of the supporting Trump support is based on making his record so high and making his influence so strong that everybody's going to go, well, I better be America first or I'm not going to get elected. And that's, and so sometimes he's actually, endorsing candidates that many of us don't like. But sometimes that endorsement is based upon, I believe, his role right now for Trump is to remain as popular as possible. And that's why when 90% of the silly population believed in vaccines, he had to take that stance at that point in time. I believe the fact that he has Don Jr. as well as Eric Trump and Cash Patel all coming to the Great Awakening Tour, which is massively filled with doctors waking people up to the viciousness of the virus and how inhumane it is and how dangerous it is, shows what Trump really believes. So just keep that in mind. If you look at Patel Patriots' actual survey, shows that almost nobody made a decision to take the vaccine because of Trump's support of it. Because why? You had people like us that are all awake and will never take the vaccine, right? And that no matter who says take it, we're not going to, because we know how evil it is with the mRNA and AI and everything they have in it, right? And so we're not going to change. And then the second group of people are people that believe the mainstream media, and they're going to take it no matter what. No matter what anybody says, that's just a one person, because the overwhelming media. So if you're listening and trust the mainstream media, you're gonna take the vaccine, or you trust your doctor and the medical cartel, you're gonna take the vaccine. So Trump's support of this or non-support of this is not gonna change anybody's mind, right? So that, just keep that in mind. So his role, I believe, he's had to play in this. Takedown of the cabal and do a reset that's not going to be the great reset they want. He has to remain massively popular, as Biden Brandonomics comes down to massive unpopularity. And then when people see the evidence of voter fraud, they're going to want it reversed. If it had happened 2 years ago, even if they saw it, many people wouldn't have wanted it reversed. That now everybody's going, oh my goodness, this is really affecting me in major ways. That's what I believe is happening here. Let's see if I can get to this Texas thing.
Leadership, and now that time of grace for them has thinned, and the pit of their own making they shall now fall into, says the Lord of hosts. For the pit that they have dug shall now be their downfall. The net that they have laid for my capital people, they shall now be trapped in themselves, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, it is my capital desire that none shall perish, none, and that's capitalized. However, says the Lord, these leaders, their convoy, have made a choice, says the Lord. They have chosen whom they will serve, and now I, the Lord your God, from my throne shall evoke and enact my capital rulings and begin to unseat and remove such from the states that have been the most active behind the curtain. For the curtains are being pulled back, and all those directing such a production shall be exposed. Who have been operating in the shadows in Texas shall be exposed. For the tentacles of the wicked have wrapped themselves around the leadership of Texas and has blackmailed them to look the other way from the border, says the Lord of hosts. They took dirty money, says the Lord, laundered from Mexico, laundered from the enemy's drug market. They took such, says the Lord, and it has ensnared them to look the other way.
Yeah, so if you just look at what Amanda is teaching here as well, in the second word she got of the week, and then also what I know Gus has been actually visiting and helping build some things with Chris there at their new abode, so that's kind of cool. So if you're backstage, I'm sure you'll get to hear a little bit about that as well, and we can pray for them as we praise and pray here starting in about 20 minutes or so. Beautiful time to do that. And this is what God, I believe, is part of that, the weapons we have. Is number repentant heart is one thing that God loves. Another thing he loves is praise and prayer. Huge to him, right? And so if you really want to get close to the Lord God Almighty, and also that's our weapon. You know, weapon is our melody, right? Our praise and thanksgiving are our weapons of warfare in this time. Especially now that the Holy Spirit and all these angel warring have won battles against the principalities, this is the time to do that right now. And so, great. I'll probably have this in the show notes as well. Again, His Glory Pastor Dave Scarlett, when interviewing her about this, said that he heard from his sources that Greg Abbott was in big trouble and was his real colors are starting to show. So I believe he may have been one of the corrupt leaders in Texas that she's talking about. We'll see if that comes to play. So so anyway, join the Backstage Ministry. This is where you can actually get time with these great patriots on tomorrow. By the way, I forgot to show that. That was a mistake. We have a great lineup coming up. See if I have that. Looks like I may have put it all the way here. Julie Green coming on tomorrow night. Mel Kay coming on Wednesday. That's Tuesday and Wednesday. Boy, tell you what, so you want to be backstage with them, make sure you join the Backstage Ministry. Again, it's free for 30 days. Just go to blessedteach.com. You will be backstage with them and be able to Q&A with them and pray with them. It's a very special moment that we get with these patriots. Next week will be Bo Polney and Pastor Dave Scarlett. My brother and I will actually be on His Glory's Take 5 on Wednesday. So, as we will be talking about a product that helps with pain, right? BlessedTeach.com/pain. Just awesome, especially when you have the patches that touch you, as well as you have the prayer guide that actually has, and we'll be talking about that on Take 5, about how they helped Dave. He got the patches, had some major pain. I think it was in his shin that he was having major pain. Used the patches, boom. That, again, the Bible verses and the intentions. Remember, a man thinketh he is. Helped him. So we're going to be talking to him. He's coming on our show as well on the 27th. We go on his show on the 20th, actually, earlier, right before Mel Kay comes on. So we'll be there. Then Amanda's coming with Donnay Clement. How awesome is that? That's one of the advantages of Gus going and being able to spend time with these people at the events. And Bianca Garcia, one of my favorite interviews ever, was really understanding how she was used as to actually minister to pastors when she was a non-understanding Bible Catholic. And when God moved on her heart and made her on fire believer, she, I believe, is one of the biggest reasons why we had such a huge change in the Hispanic vote, as she moved on pastors' hearts to stand up and fight for what was right versus what was the cabal techniques of division. All minorities should vote here. All these people should vote here. Separation. That's what they want. Us all fighting. And then we have Dr. Artis Wells, attorney Tom Renz. That is going to be a fun one as well. And Julie will be coming back on the 23rd. So we bring Julie on once a month as well. So it's going to be awesome. You guys are going to join that. Make sure you get your backstage pass to join us. Wanted a couple other things that we're going to move into the Bible. Pretty shameful. Biden and men have sold nearly 6 million barrels of strategic oil reserves to China. just again shows you he's a puppet of China, he's a puppet of the deep state, and it's becoming extremely obvious as the America Last continues. Cori Bush nears $400,000 in campaign cash to private security while refusing to rein in calls to defund the police. So this shows you this the hypocrisy of these people that want to destroy the country. They're in it for power, and that is it. I want to get into, as we continue just teaching through Genesis, I'm going to read Genesis 23. It's one of the shorter books in the Bible. It's more of a historical than it is really any deep theological teaching here. That's why I'm going to talk about the names of God to get to more to the theology of where you can use the power of the Lord God Almighty using the name of the Lord, right? The name above all names. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we finish this up, as we move into praise and prayer. But here's Sarah's death and burial, and Kent's welcome to come on anytime you'd like. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. So obviously, he really loved his wife. And if you look at it, she lived a long time. She had Isaac, Isaac when she was 90, I believe. So Isaac would have been around 37 years old when she died. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and said to the Hittites, "I am a sojourner and foreigner among you. Give me property among you for burying place, and I will bury my dead out of my sight." The Hittites answered Abraham, "Hear, O Lord, you are a prince of God among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our terms. None of us will withhold you his tomb to hinder you from burying your dead." So basically, he's offered it for free. And interesting, this is actually one of the, if you look back at just what the culture was back then, that was kind of a bargaining technique. You'd always start with, "Oh no, you can have it for free," and anybody would that had any honor would say no. So this isn't them really as much honoring as it is a negotiation. Starting, Abraham rose and bowed to the Hittites, the people of the land, and he said to them, "If you are willing that I should bury my dead out of sight, hear me and entreat from my Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he owns, is at the end of his field. For the full price, let him give it to me in your presence of his property for a burying place." So he's saying, "No, I'm going to pay full price," right? It comes back to when he was always walking strong with the Lord. He didn't want anybody to think that he was wealthy because people gave him things. Just like he didn't take the plunder from one of his first wars when he went and rescued Lot, as an example. The Ephron was sitting among the Hittites, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the Hittites, all who went in the gate of the city, "No, my lord, hear me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. In the sight of the sons of my people, I give it to you. Bury your dead." Again, that's usually how the negotiation started. Then Abraham bowed and before the people of the land, and he said to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, "But if you will hear me, I give you the price of the field. Accept it from me that I may bury my dead there." Ephron answered Abram, "My lord, listen to me. A place of land worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? Bury your dead." Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abram weighed out for Ephron the silver that he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weights current among the merchants. So the fact that Abraham didn't negotiate and just paid the first offer, you know, after the free offer, obviously, just shows he was extremely generous. And that is something that if you just look at the culture back then about how things were done, that's probably the way that went down. So the field of Ephron in Machpelah, which was to the east of Mamre, the field with the cave that was in it and all the trees that were in the field throughout its whole area was made over to Abraham as a possession in the presence of the Hittites before all who were at the gate city. And this Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, east of Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. The field and the cave that is in it were made over to Abraham as property for a burying place with the Hittites. So that's really Genesis 23. Not a lot of theology there. And that's why instead of going into Isaac and Rebekah and getting into the lineage of how Israel was created in 12 tribes, this is a great lesson as we move forward here. I wanted to save this for next time so we could really dig into that. And I instead want to talk a little bit as we move into praise and prayer about some of the names of God, which I think is real important. And so I'm just going to talk about 8 of them here and talk about the biblical basis for them. And this is important as we talk about the name above all name, Jesus Christ, right? And you hear about these important names of God and how powerful he is, that and how we can actually worship him as we go. So I'm not sure if Kent's ready, but you're welcome to come on with music anytime. We'll move into some praise and prayer here shortly as well. So it's Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. This is from Psalm 23, one of our famous songs. The Lord is my shepherd, right? Lord being Jehovah, and in Hebrew, and then is my shepherd. You see Rohi. And so that's one of the names of God. One is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord shall provide. We talk about this a lot. Genesis 22, 13 to 14 says, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram. We just studied this a couple days ago, right? He caught in a thicket of his horn. So he thought he was going to have to actually sacrifice his own son Isaac. But instead, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered it to him as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
Yes.
Don't you love that? That's Jehovah Jireh. And here's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Genesis 22, 13 to 14. And Moses made Israel set out from the Red Sea. And they went to the wilderness of Shur. And when the 3 days of the wilderness, they found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah because it was bitter. Therefore it was named Marah, which means bitter. And the people grumbled against Moses. They were always grumbling, right? Even after they saw all those miracles, they came out with all these possessions, and they were always complaining, what shall we drink? And he cried out to the Lord, and the sword showed him a log, and he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There the Lord made for them a statute and a rule, and there they tested them, saying, if you will diligently listen to the voice of your Lord your God, and do that which is right in his eyes, and give ear to his commands, and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, your healer. So here's the Lord literally saying, he's our healer. That's why he is Jehovah Rapha, right? One of the most beautiful things. Another couple of them is Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. That comes from Exodus 17. When Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. And so his hands were getting tired, so they put rocks on both sides of him. They lifted up his arms, right? Remember that story? So after this all happened, Moses built an altar and called the name of it, the Lord is my banner. That's Jehovah Nissi. Oh,
Jesus.
You have many others here. Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord who sanctifies. And this comes from Leviticus, where consecrate yourself, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. And so these are just such beautiful things. Jehovah Shalom. And this is the Lord is peace. Shalom, shalom, everybody says, right? Judges, it says, but the Lord said to them, peace be with you. Do not fear, you shall not die. And Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Oprah, which belongs to Abithritis. So there you go, Jehovah Shalom. It's another one. The Lord is peace. Two more here. I mean, this is Jehovah Tistekenu. The Lord is our righteousness. Now, we talk about the armor of God, and a lot of this comes right into this, right? It's the righteousness of Christ right here. And it be, and this comes from Jeremiah 23:5-6. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign and king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which we will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Whew. So that is so important. And then here's Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is there. This is Ezekiel 48:38 says they're talking about the building the temple, and the circumference of the city shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that time shall be the Lord is there. And there's so many more names for God, right? He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Isaac. He's the Lord of glory. He's the I Am. He's the Almighty. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the first and the last. There's so many. The Faithful Witness, the Image of the Invisible God, the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, a Sacrifice, a Ransom. But the point is, guys, try to understand some of these names because they're so important. Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, and Jehovah so many, Jehovah Nisi. And these are just deep, deep meanings that you can use to worship God. Know that you are have the power of the blood of Jesus. You have the power of the name above all names. And understanding these names can do mighty works. With that, we're going to do some worship time. Kent, how are you doing?
Man, you are in my grill, bro. These are the seven, or in this case, eight redemptive names of Jehovah, which are full of the promises that he gave ahead of time. So even as New Testament believers, Jewish people and believers and New Testament believers, they believe these eight names because they're definitively put right in the scripture. And so this is how I fight my battles with the names of the Lord.
Yes.
And this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is in and with and through the presence of the Lord. This is how. And this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I keep fighting my battles with your presence. It may look like I'm surrounded. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I am surrounded by you. It may look like I've got surrounded, but I am surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord God. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. There's a table you prepared for me, thank God, in the presence of my enemy. It's your body, your blood you shed for me. And this is how I fight my battle. Do that again and understand Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is our shepherd. They wrote this, there is a table you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It comes right out of Psalm 23 that Rick was just talking about. You're the shepherd, Yahweh. There's a table you prepared for me, thank you, Jesus, in the presence of my enemies. It's your body, your blood you shed for me, and this is how I fight my battle. And by choice, you praise and worship every day. I believe and I believe. Overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for what you've done. Think about you, and I believe you we've overcome, Lord, and I will live my song of praise for what you have done. And this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight, yeah. This is how I fight my battles. This is how, in it with your presence. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how, yeah, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, yeah, fight them right now in the valley. In the valley, I know that you're with me, and surely your goodness and your mercy follow me. So my weapons are praise and thanksgiving. So my weapons, so my weapons, you see, are praise. You gave me weapons to fight around. So my weapons are praise and thanksgiving. And this is how I fight my battle. I believe in you, and I believe you've overcome, and I will lift my song of praise, for I lift my song of praise, Lord, and I believe you overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for what you've done. Fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how. It may look, oh God, and it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, yeah. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but all right, guys, it's story time with Uncle Kid. I wanted Rick to hear this testimony at the front end before we cross over. Wednesday a week ago, it's an African-American friend of mine. I haven't seen him for 4 or 5 years. He lives way up in North County. And he shows up at the prayer room. I said, Alan, what are you doing here? He goes, I came here, kid, to say thank you for the phone call 5 years ago where you talked me off the ledge and off the cliff. I said, what? He goes, yeah, I was getting ready to just toss everything. And his wife, Megan, makes these beautiful banners. I mean, she sells them all across America. They're banners and scarves, right, Carla? And they're different things. And so that happened. I said, wow. I said, where are you going to church right now? He goes, Gateway 61. It's a church that took Isaiah 61, and they named their church Gateway 61 because we're covered by the anointing. Well, then I do the funeral I told you about, the worship, and the pastor of that church, John Kramer, was there just last Monday when I did the worship. Then the guy who cleared our ground, and he owns Kelp Construction, a huge company, 110 employees, he's dropping dirt on Saturday on my side yard, the north end of our house. There's a side yard that needed to be filled up. And the third time he says, Kent, you got to go to church with me tomorrow. I said, what? I don't go to church with anybody. He said, what?
He said, I want you to come to Gateway 61. This is a guy who is at St. Mark's Lutheran Church for like 30 years, bro. And then they threw the mask mandate on the whole church, and he left. He said, I'm out. Plus, he said, I got a medical condition. So I said, Tom Kelp is his name. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. All heaven broke loose. And guess what song they were using where he told the whole story of Elijah's servant who saw the enemy's three large armies that came up against him. But Elijah said, settle down, servant. I'm going to ask God to open your eyes. And he saw the God of angel army. He saw the angel armies of the Lord of hosts. You guys, are you listening? We have a God who is the Lord of, he's the Lord of hosts. And he has angel armies. So even though we just had a great Sunday, bro, there's people we knew from other places. And there's a prophetic word I gave, and it was very powerful. So even though Gus and Annette and Heidi and Teresa and everybody else I'm missing, it may look like we got surrounded, but we're surrounded by you. Somebody unmute and say hallelujah. Unmute and say yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Come on
yes,
now.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. I'm full of your presence, Lord. I'm full of you. I believe. Come on, one more time. And I believe you've overcome. And I will lift my songs of praise for what you've done. Yeah. And I believe you've overcome. And I will lift my song of praise for what you've done every day and on the hour, Lord. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how, come on, one more time. Yeah, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. The Lord is there, Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. He sees all, and he's with us. I want to hand back to Rick to pray, and we're going to cross it over to backstage in Jesus' name. Woo! Holy Ghost.
I love it. I love it. I was just telling people, hey, get backstage and continue praising with us. Julie Green will be on tomorrow night. You can do praying as well as Q&A with her as well as Mel K. So this is the time to do it. It's free for 30 days. So I'm putting the link to that in the Rumble Rants as well as into the other platforms. So join us. Free for 30 days. Come and check us out. You guys will be blessed. It's just amazing. But just think about that. Our weapons are praise and thanksgiving. Our weapons. Huh. Wow, God loves that. And his presence comes. Jesus. And as we're praying, the music's flowing, the Holy Spirit river's going, then we do intercessory prayer. So if you need prayer, come there. If you have praise requests, come and share them with us. We're having tons of praise reports that are just amazing happening backstage. It's just such a confirmation of God's power and what he's doing through us. Hallelujah. And the authority that we have through Jesus' name. Join us. Hey, with that, we're going to continue praising. God bless you all. And we're going off the air front stage, so join us backstage. God bless you. Talk to you soon.